是断过奶的孩子。
This afternoon, I would like to use this topic, a weaned child for mutual encouragement.
当一个人一个一对新生一个父母新生了婴儿之后，生活就会完全的改变。
When a couple when they first have children, their life will completely change.
会变得很忙。
They will become very busy.
其中一个原因就是因为要不断的喂奶。
And one of the reasons is because a newborn baby needs to be constantly fed.
孩子越小，喝奶的次数要越多。
The younger the baby, the more frequent he has to feed.
还有他一次也不会喝太多。
And every time when he drinks milk, he cannot take in too much.
常常肚子饿。
So he gets hungry very often.
常常哭。
And so he will cry very often.
所以父母都很忙。
So it caused the life of the parents to become very busy.
有一天孩子戒奶了。
But one day when the child is weaned,
可以说轻松很多了。
Then that would be a big relief to the parents.
代表说孩子成长到第一个阶段。
It also represents that the child has grown to a different stage.
圣经说我们就是神的孩子。
The Bible describes that we are children of God.
我们信了主之后也一直要学习当一个孩子。
And after we believe in the Lord, we also need to learn how to be a child of God.
但是我们要学习当一个断过奶的孩子。
But we must also learn to be a weaned child.
诗篇131篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 131.
诗篇131篇。
Psalm 131.
第二节。
Verse 2.
诗篇131篇的第二节。
Psalm 131, verse 2.
一百三十一篇第二节。
Psalm 131 verse 2。
我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子，在他母亲的怀中。我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。
Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me。
这节圣经啊，非常好。
This verse is very, very good.
它要来形容一个人的内心的状态。
It tries to describe the inner status of a man.
这种内心的状态呢，叫做平稳安静。
And this status, this condition is described as quiet and calm.
今天的人的生活很忙碌。
Today in the society, people have very busy lives.
可以说白天呢，没有一分钟啊，可以说是静下来的。
During the day, everybody is very busy. There is no, they cannot rest for a second.
上班很忙碌。
When you go to work, you are very busy.
开车很烦躁。
Even when you are driving, you feel not calm.
回到家一大堆事情。
And when you arrive at home, there are a lot of things to do.
躺在床上可能还想要公司的事。
While you are lying in bed.You may still be thinking about things at work.
或者是生活的压力。
Or you may face different stress from life.
儿女的烦恼。
Or you may worry about your children.
但是人家静下来了，又很害怕。
However, when a person becomes calm and quiet, he may also have fear.
太安静了，不晓得要做什么。
That when he is too quiet, he probably would not know what to do.
心理学家最近有做一个研究。
So some psychologists, they have done the research.
把一些志愿者放在一个房间里面，把一些参加的人放在一个房间里面。
So they gather a group of volunteers and put them in the room.
那叫他们说，给你们锁在里面15分钟。
So he told them that you will be in this room locked in for 15 minutes.
在这十五分钟之内，你们不可以，当然这是个别的放在里面的，没有别人陪他们。
And these volunteers are locked in a room by themselves, by individually, and within this 15 minutes, they are not allowed to make any sound.
不可以，当然也没有办法跟外面的人讲话。
They cannot talk to the people outside.
不可以看书。
They cannot read a book.
也不可以睡觉。
They are also not allowed to close their eyes.
在里面就关十五分钟。
So just stay in the room for 15 minutes.
结果很多人觉得这十五分钟很难过。
So they found out that a lot of the volunteers they realized that it is very difficult to spend through this 15 minutes.
当他们出来之后
，and as soon as they come out of the room,
那些进行研究的人在问他们
，then the researchers asked them,
你再进去里面关十五分钟，我给你五十块。
I will give you $50 for you to go back into a room for another 15 minutes.
还是你不想在里面关，被我电一下。
Or you want to be outside of the room and I will electric shock you a little bit.
结果大部分人还是选择被电一下。
But and surprisingly, most people choose to be shocked.
不要钱，不要在这里面关十五分钟。
Rather than getting some money in return and return back to the room.
因为现在的人呢，虽然很忙碌，但是又静不下来。
So we can see that even though today people's lives are very busy, but a lot of times they also cannot be quiet and calm.
这种心中的平稳安静的状态也是很难得到的。
So this status of be very quiet and calm in our inner self, in our heart, it is very hard to achieve.
但是这里告诉我们有一个方法可以达到。
But here tells us that there is a way to achieve it.
就是要在神面前学习当一个断过奶的孩子。
That is to learn to be a weaned child in front of God.
特别强调两次要学习当一个断过奶的孩子。
It especially mentions it twice that we need to be a weaned child before God.
我们都希望心里面可以平稳安静。
We all want to have quiet and calmness in our heart.
这样我们才有力量。
So that we can have strength.
晚上才会睡得好。
So that we can sleep well at night.
但是怎么样可以当一个断过奶的孩子呢？
So how can we be a weaned child?
我们就要从圣经里面来学习。
We need to learn from the Bible.
第一点。
First.
什么叫断过奶的孩子？
What does it mean to be a weaned child?
我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
耶和华，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大，重大和测不透的事，我也不敢行。
Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me.
大卫他就是可以达到平稳安静的心。
The reason why David was able to have quietness and calmness in his heart.
因为他心里面呢，常常告诉自己说，我是一个孩子。
Because in his heart, he often remind himself that he is just a child.
太过重大的事情啊，他自己不敢做决定。
That things are too profound or too great, he would not dare to make decisions.
他也不可能想太远，也不可能想太高，也不敢太骄傲。
He also did not want to think too further down the road or to be too proud.
因为在他神面前，他是一个孩子。
Because before God, he is just a child.
做什么事情啊，他一定要问过神。
Before he makes any decision, he has to inquire of God.
人的压力是从哪里来呢？
Where does pressure or stress come from?
是从对未来的不确定来的。
It often comes from our uncertainty towards our future.
如果我们知道明天发生事情，发生什么事情？
If we know what is going to happen tomorrow,
我们就不会有压力。
Then we will not feel stress.
因为你不会有任何的担心。
Because you will not have to worry about anything.
但是因为人对未来有非常多的不能掌握。
However, because there are too many unknowns about our future.
所以要做决定的时候，
So when we make a decision,
会面临很大的压力。
We will face, these decisions also comes with great stress.
当这个决定是影响力越大的，
and the bigger the decision,
或者是金钱要投入越大的，
or the decision has something to do with money,
或者是影响将来最远的，
or it will have great impact on your future,
那压力就很大。
Then the greater the stress.
但是如果我们学习大卫，
However, if we learn from David,
他是在神面前是当一个孩子。
Before God, he learned to be a child.
他做什么重要的事情的时候，他一定先求问神。
And before he made any important decision, he always asked God first.
他不是以自己的想法、自己的喜好为主。
Now he did not put his own thinking or his own preference as the priority.
既然他的压力了，马上就消除了。
Then he did not have any stress.
我们来看他的一些例子。
So let's see a few examples.
撒母耳记上，
The book of First Samuel.
二十一章。
First Samuel chapter 21.
二十一章的第十节。
First Samuel chapter 21 verse 10.
撒母耳记上二十一章的第十节。
First Samuel chapter 21 verse 10.
那个时候是大卫逃避扫罗的追杀，逃到加德王雅吉那里。
At that time, David was fleeing from Saul, and then he came to Achish, the king of Gath.
大卫是一个敬畏神的人。
David was a God-fearing man.
他在战场上很勇敢地杀死了哥利亚。
He courageously defeated Goliath on the battlefield.
但是却引来扫罗王的嫉妒。
But because of that, Saul was also jealous of him.
大卫就要逃走了。
Therefore, David had to flee.
那跑到加德王雅吉那里。
So he came to Achish, the king of Gath.
想不到大卫的名声啊，跑了比他自己人还快。
And out of his expectation, his reputation actually traveled ahead of him.
第十一节就告诉我们。
verse 11 it says,
亚基的臣仆啊，这都亚基说，这个不是在以色列国中大卫吗？那里的妇女不是唱歌跳舞，指着他说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万吗？
And the servant of Achish said to him, Is this not David the king of the land? Did they not sing of him to one another in dances, saying, Saul has slain his thousands and David his ten thousands?
原来他们已经早听过大卫了。
They have heard of him already.
他们知道这个大卫。 是比扫罗还厉害的人。They
knew that David was a great warrior than Saul.
肯定他们也知道扫罗现在在抓这个人。Of
course, they also knew that Saul was looking for this man.
就算现在不知道，很快也会知道。Or
even if they did not know by that time, they would have known very soon after.
所以十二节呢，就记载大卫将这个话放在心里面，心里就很恐惧。Verse
12 it describes that David took these words to heart and was very much afraid.
我们人为什么会恐惧?
Why would men become afraid?
这是对将来不确定。
Because we are uncertain of our future.
你听到公司在裁员了, 什么时候裁到你? 哎呀, 不知道,
when you hear that the company is doing layoffs, when would it be your turn? You don't know, so you'll be afraid.
经济很不好, 哎呀, 心里很恐惧。
When the economy is bad, you will feel afraid.
医生告诉你, 身体不是很好, 里面长个什么东西, 不知道, 还要再查一下, 哇, 又很恐惧。
When the doctor tells you that there may be something wrong with you, that we have to do more exams to find out, you will feel afraid.
逼着要搬家, 搬到一个你没有去过的地方, 哇, 心里也很恐惧。
When you are forced to move to a place where you have never been, you also feel afraid.
那每个人遇到一些恐惧的时候，都会有一些举动。
So when people come into fear, they often have different reactions.
大卫也有一些举动。
David also has some reactions.
他都用自己的想法去做出一些处理。
He tried to handle the situation with his own ways.
他在这个亚基王面前呢，就装成一个疯子。
So before Achish, he pretended to be mad.
不刮胡子啊，口水流在胡子上面啊，乱写字。So
he didn't shave and he let his saliva fall down on his beard and he just behaved like a madman.
他想说，如果我是一个疯子的话，别人可能不会抓我，也不会杀我了。So
he thought that if people see me as a madman, maybe they would not do anything to me.
结果这一招真的有效啊。And
in fact, it worked.
那个亚基王就把他赶走了，说我们不缺疯子了，你赶快走。King
Achish drove him away and didn't want him to be around.
但是大卫现在要去哪里呢?
But where was he going?
所以亚基王这边也待不下了。
He couldn't stay with King Achish.
要回去呢，又很害怕。
He also could not return home.
有时候我们人生就遇到这种进退两难的局面。
Sometimes our life is faced with this kind of dilemma.
又不能往前走，又不敢往前走，又不能往回走。
We do not dare to go forward, but we also cannot take a step back.
这个时候大卫心里压力很大。
So at this moment, David was faced with great stress.
但是他记得有一件事。
But he remembered something.
他不是自己一个人。
He was not alone.
他是相信真神的人。
He was a person who believed in God.
他还有神。 可以依靠,
so he had God to rely on.
看22章的第三节,
Chapter 22, verse 3.
大卫从那里往摩亚的米斯巴去, 对摩亚王说, 求你容我父母搬来住在你们这里, 等我知道神要为我怎样行。
Then David went from there to Mizpah of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, Please let my father and mother come here with you till I know what God will do for me.
大卫很孝顺他的父母，他有困难了，他也先安顿好他的父母。
David also showed great honor to his parents. So when even though he was in trouble, he also thought about taking care of his parents.
因为其实大卫跟摩亚王啊，其实有远亲的关系的。
Because David is actually a distant relative of the king of Moab.
所以他就把父母安顿在那边。
So he brought his parents there.
但是他强调一点，我要等到我知道神要我怎么样行。
And he especially mentions one thing that I will wait until I know what God will do for me.
一个成人啊，他会想说我自己要怎么行，我自己计划。
An adult usually think about what I want to do or how I want to plan things.
因为他觉得我成熟了。Because
he feels that I'm an adult now, I'm mature.
信仰上成熟的人却是不一样。However,
a person who is mature spiritually is different.
一个信仰上成熟的人会觉得说我自己不知道怎么做，等我先问问神，我应该怎么做。A
person who is mature in his faith, he will first think that I do not know what to do, but I need to ask God what I should do.
结果大卫就求问神了。Therefore,
David asked God.
神就透过先知加德对他说。
And God spoke to him through Prophet Gad.
们看第五节。
Verse 5.
先知加德对大卫说，你不要住在山寨，要往犹大地去。大卫就离开那里，进入哈列的树林。
Now the prophet Gad said to David, do not stay in the stronghold, depart and go to the land of Judah. So David departed and went into the forest of Hereth.
先知跟大卫讲。
Prophet said to David,
你不要老是躲在这边。
You shouldn't just hide here.
回去犹大。
Return to Judah.
哇，这个就是神要大卫走的方向。
And this is the direction that God wanted David to take.
如果以人的立场来说，这个是一个非常危险的举动。
From human perspective, this is a very dangerous thing to do.
因为扫罗就是在犹大省那边附近啊。
Because Saul lives in Judah.
他很有可能去抓到大卫的。
So it would be if he goes back to Judah, he can be very easily found.
如果大卫自己做这种决定的话，他肯定不敢踏出去。
So if David would have to make this kind of decision himself, he would not dare to go back.
但是因为他知道神要他这样做。
But because he knew that God wanted him to go back.
他把自己的问题交给神。
So he gave his problem, he entrusted his problem to God.
当他把自己的问题交给神之后。
So when after he entrusted his problem to God.
这个就不只是他自己的问题而已了。
This was not his problem alone anymore.
这个就变成神的问题了。
This also became God's problem.
因为大卫完全依靠神。
Because David completely relied on God.
神一定要照顾他。
So God had to take care of him.
神也有他的旨意。
God has his own will.
他躲在山寨永远当不了王。
For him to hide in the stronghold, he would never become a king.
一定要从里面出来。
So he had to come out from the stronghold.
要等他面对扫罗。
He had to face Saul.
虽然是被他追杀，也是要面对他。
Even though he was chased after by Saul, he still had to face him.
但是大卫对神有这种信靠的心。
But David was able to rely on God.
所以他就可以平稳安静啊。
Therefore, he was able to be quiet and calm.
虽然是最危险。
Even though it was a very dangerous situation.
但是有神同在也是最安全。
But because God was with him, it was the safest point in his life.
最近不是很多飞机的空难的意外，是不是？
Recently, we have seen a lot of news concerning air disasters.
有人在聊天呢，开玩笑说，哎呀，下去坐飞机啊，敢不敢坐马航？
Some people talked to each other and they were joking that next time when you get on a plane, do you dare to get on a Malaysian airline plane?
有人说，哇，130天之内摔了两架飞机。
Some people say that within a span of 130 days, they lost two airplanes.
你敢不敢坐？
So do you still dare to go take a Malaysian airline plane?
有人说我不敢坐，很便宜我都不坐。
People say that it doesn't matter how cheap the ticket is, I do not dare.
当然了，你有选择，自己不喜欢坐也可以不要坐。
Of course, you have the choice. If you really do not like to take a Malaysian airline plane, that's your choice.
但是是不是马航的飞机才会掉呢？
But is it only Malaysian airline plane can crash?
是不是只有坐飞机才会死呢？
Is it only that when you are on a plane, you can die?
如果人要离开世界，坐在家里看电视都可以死掉。
That if a person is destined to leave this world, he can be sitting at home watching TV, he can still die.
吃东西都可以扛死。
Or even if he's eating, he can choke to death.
所以我们对未来也不用太多的恐惧。
So we don't need to be afraid of our future.
我们的生死在神的手中。
Because our life or death is in God's hand.
你对未来如果不确定的话。
If you are uncertain about our future,
我们要凡事要求问神。
You need to ask inquire of God.
求神带领你要走的道路。
You have to ask God to guide your ways.
比如说你要找工作。
For example, when you are looking for a job.
你要搬家。
When you are moving.
你要祷告问神，神啊，你要我搬去哪里？
You need to pray to God and ask God, God, where do you want me to go?
你要我往这个方面发展吗？
Do you want me to go in this direction?
不是我自己想要怎么做。
It is not if what I want to do.
而是你要带领我往哪个方向。
Which direction do you want me to take?
当你发觉神要带领你的方向的时候。
And when you realize and discover the direction that God wants you to take,
那你就会感觉到心里很平安。
Then you will feel very peaceful in your heart.
马上的心理压力就没有了。
That you will not have any stress in your heart.
我前上个月去了埃蒙顿。
Last month I was in Edmonton.
看到一位弟兄。
I saw a brother.
之前是住在 PEI.
Before he lived in PEI.
他在那边住了很多年。
He spent many years in PEI.
他自己跟我讲。
But then he told me himself.
他在爱德华王子岛那段时间呢，没有聚会，远离了神。
When he was in PEI, he did not have the chance to attend church services, so he was very far away from God.
虽然也赚到钱。
Even though he made some money.
他说 PEI 的龙虾也很便宜，每天都可以吃差不多。
He said that lobsters
季节的时候
were very cheap in PEI, so when it was in season, you could eat lobster every day.
那风景又很优美。
And the scenery was quite good.
但是心里就不是不快乐。
But in his heart, he was not happy.
因为没有教会。
Because there was no church.
没有办法亲近神。
He could not get closer to God.
赚到很多钱，但是心里很空虚。
He made a lot of money, but his heart was empty.
其他家人也没有办法信主。
And his family also could not come to believe in the Lord.
直到发觉孩子生病了。
Until one day he realized that his child was sick.
在很偶然的机会之下。
So a very fortunate circumstance.
我们的弟兄姐妹从多伦多去访问他。
And one of our brothers and sisters from Toronto went to visit him.
鼓励他要搬出来，不能常常在一个没有教会的地方居住。
And they encouraged him to move out to a place where there's church.
哎呀，那搬家吧。去哪里呢?
So he thought about moving and he thought about where to go.
这边又有工作又有房子要搬去哪里?
I have a job here, I have a house here, where should I go?
这个神的安排很奇妙。
And God's arrangement was very miraculous.
听说 Alberta 省有对他孩子生病比较好的照顾。
He heard that the province of Alberta has special care for, for people like his child.
结果上网找一找。
So he went up online and did some research.
工作给他面试的机会。
And there just happened to be a job open in there, and he went there for interview.
谈一谈，很简单，对方就答应要请他了。
And after he interviewed for the job, the company decided to hire him.
把房子拿出来卖。
So he put his house on the market for sale.
别人要卖很久，那么那种地方啊，不是多伦多，那是爱德华王子岛，那个房子很难卖，卖很久。
And typically a house, it would be very difficult to sell a house there because it is not a very hot market.
这个又卖掉了。
But as soon as he put out his house, very soon after he sold his house.
这样，一两个月之内就全家搬到埃明顿。
So just like this, within a span of 1 or 2 months.The whole family moved to Edmonton.
他跟我做见证，这个是真的是神的带领。
So he bear a testimony to me that this is truly God's arrangement.
以前用自己的方法、自己的想法、自己乱冲。
In the past, he tried to use his own thinking, his own way to try to open his own way.
自己一个人要面对很大的压力。
That he by himself he had to face great stress.
也远离了神。
And he was very far away from God.
现在神带领回到神的身边了。
But now God has guided him to return back to him.
我看到安息日全家来聚会，很喜乐。
And I saw that on the Sabbath day, he and his whole family were able to come to church together to worship, and he looked very joyful.
这个就是神的恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
所以怎么才可以得到平静安稳？
So how do we have quietness and calmness in our heart?
做大小事情的决定，不要以自己为主。
That whether when we are making, whenever we are faced with making decisions, whether great or small, we don't put ourselves as priority.
要以神为主。
But our priority should be on God.
要有求问神的心。
That we have to have the attitude of asking for God's will.
神就会把你的问题解决。
Then God will solve our problems.
当然我们自己要尽力。
Of course, we have to try our best.
但是神的恩典就会临到。
But God's grace will come upon us.
再看回来诗篇131篇。
Let's refer back to Psalm 131.
Verse 2.
Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me.
这里说断过奶的孩子跟一般的孩子怎么不一样呢?
Here talks about a weaned child. How is a weaned child different from a regular child?
一个断过奶的孩子啊，他是可以控制他的欲望啊。
A weaned child is able to control his own desire.
一个孩子很小，他没有办法控制他的欲望。
When a child is very young, he is not able to control his own desire.
他一饿，他一定要马上吃。
When he becomes hungry, he would need to be fed right away.
他没得吃，他就要哭出来。
If he has nothing to eat, then he would cry.
他不可以等一分钟呢。
He cannot wait for even 1 minute.
所以妈妈喂奶不能等啊，我们姐妹喂个奶都知道。
So for those sisters who have fed a baby, you know that the baby can never wait for you.
大人吃饭可以等。
For adults, when we eat, we can wait.
晚点吃没所谓。
It would be okay if we eat a little bit later.
吃少一点，吃少一餐也没所谓。
Or if we eat a little bit less, or eat one less meal.
孩子是一定要现在。
But your child would need to be fed right now.
因为对。没有断奶的孩子来说，满足欲望是他们本能，是一定要的。
Because for a child who is still drinking milk, To fulfill his own desire is a must.
我们人与生俱来有肉体就有欲望。
As human beings, because we carry flesh, therefore we have desires.
所以我们肚子饿了一定要吃。
Therefore when we are hungry, we need to eat.
但是问题是人的痛苦就是在于欲望太多。
However, our sufferings, human beings suffering, is also because of our desires.
如果一个人有很多的欲望，而这些欲望得不到满足的时候，
If a person has many desires and he cannot satisfy all of his desires,
他心中就会很不开心。
Then in his heart, he would be very unhappy.
譬如说，你叫那些口袋里面没有钱的人去逛商场，去逛mall，他会很痛苦。
For example, if you ask a person who doesn't have a lot of money to go shopping, to go to the mall, he will be in a lot of pain.
这个很好，那个人想要，但是没钱买。
Because he sees everything is good, he wants to buy everything, but he doesn't have money to buy.
欲望得不到满足。
His desires cannot be fulfilled.
这是痛苦的原因。
And this is the reason for desire, for suffering.
如果一个人呢，信了主之后，
And if a person, after he has believed in the Lord,
他对世界，他对物质还有很大的欲望。
If he still has a lot of desires towards this world or towards the material things,
他们常常也会在一种不是很平静安稳的状态。
And very often, these people, they also cannot be very calm and quiet.
然后呢，天国路他也走不完的。
And it would be very difficult for them to finish this journey towards heaven.
我们看一个例子。
Let's read an example.
以色列百姓在旷野路为什么死了那么多人呢？
Why was it that many of the Israelites died in the wilderness?
我们看民数记第十一章。
Let's refer to the book of Numbers chapter 11.
民数记第十一章。
Numbers 11.
第四节。
Verse 4.
民数记十一章第四节。
Numbers 11 verse 4.
十一章第四节。
Verse 4.
他们中间的先祖人大气贪欲的心，以色列人又哭嚎说，谁给我们肉吃呢？
Now the mixed multitudes who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, Who will give us meat to eat?
我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、松、葱、蒜。
We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic.
第六节。
Six.
哎呀，现在我们的心血枯干了，除了这玛拿之外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西啊。
But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes.
这些话是以色列百姓还有那些先假人所带头发出来的怨言。
These were words of murmur from the mixed multitudes who were among the people.The Israel as well as the children of Israel.
圣经说他们这些怨言啊，不是讲出来的，是哭出来的。
The Bible described that they did not just say these words, rather they cried, they wept and they cried.
在座如果有五岁以下的孩子啊，如果哭啊，还可以接受，对不对？
If we have kids who are under 5 years old, when they cry, it may be acceptable.
但是如果你是五岁以上，
But if you are more than 5 years old,
如果是为了摆在你面前那一盘食物而哭的话，可能就很奇怪了。
If you cry because of the food in front of you, it would be very strange.
我们也是坐飞机啊，那个飞机将来打开，哎呀，不想吃。
Every time when I get on a plane,
不是我啦，我说有时候， sometimes 我是什么都可以吃的。
Sometimes when we get on a plane,And we see the food in front of us on the plane.
我看到。
Sometimes we don't have a lot of appetite.
有时候坐在我旁边的人飞机餐啊，我都吃得很开胃，他都完全没碰，一打开又盖起来，又眯着。
I have seen many times that the person sitting beside me, as soon as they open the meal that was served on the plane, they immediately close, even though I was able to enjoy it very much.
好浪费哦，那块牛肉看起来挺好的。
So I thought to myself, it's truly a waste.That piece of meat looks so good.
看看，盖起来要睡觉。
But he opened the box and then immediately closed it.
可能有时候心里面在念，哎呀，我付了2000块机票就吃这个。
Perhaps he thought to himself in his heart that I paid $2,000 for the plane ticket and this is what I'm supposed to eat.
当然，如果是你付钱买机票吃的不好，可以埋怨一下。
And of course, if you pay the money for the plane ticket.You may expect to eat something better and you can complain about it.
但是那时候他们是在逃难啊。
But at that time, the Israelites, they were running away, running away.
神把他们从埃及救出来是在逃难啊。
God saved them out of Egypt. They were running away from Pharaoh.
有给他们饭吃，有给他们东西吃已经很好了。
And It was already very good that God provided something for them to eat.
这个玛拿也不是很难吃。
And actually, manna was not something that would taste bad.
如果玛拿很难吃。
If manna tasted bad,
又苦又酸,
that it was bitter and sour, or hard,
又难消化,
or very hard to digest,
吃了又拉肚子,
and when you eat, you have diarrhea,
那么他们埋怨可能还可以理解,
then it would be reasonable for them to complain.
玛拿不难吃,
but manna was actually not bad.
但是都是单调了一点,
but perhaps to them, it was too simple.
那每天都吃玛拿,
because every day they ate manna.
三餐都是玛拿。
For three meals a day.
无论你怎么样煮啊，还是玛拿。
Doesn't matter how you cook it, it's still manna.
所以就很单调。
So it was very simple.
啊，那他就想起以前的埃及不是啊，我们又有鱼啊，又有肉啊。
And then they thought about their days back in Egypt that they had meat, fish,
葱啊，姜啊，蒜啊，什么都有啊。
Garlic, onions.
哇，越想越不开心啊。
The more they thought about it, the worse, the more unhappy they became.
越想啊，就觉得埃及好啊。
The more they thought, the more they feel that Egypt was better.
哭出来啊，他们是哭啊，是大人在哭啊，是几百万人在哭啊。
So they wept, and imagine this was millions of people, and they were all adults.
所以神呢就很生气。
So God was not happy.
他们很多人都是埋怨神呢，是倒在旷野。
So a lot of them fell in the wilderness because they complained to God.
想想啊，我们是不是这样呢？
So we have to think about, are we like that?
你最近开心吗?
Are you joyful recently?
心里有平静安稳吗?
Do you have peace and quiet calmness in your heart?
如果没有,
if not,
很可能是你最近的欲望有点多了。
Perhaps it is very possible that it is because you have a lot of desires and cravings.
以前没有房子了，租个小房间。
Before perhaps you did not have a house, you were renting a small room.
有一天哦，能够买自己的 apartment
的。One day you thought about if one day
不用大，自己的最好，不用给人家赶来赶去。
One day I want to buy an apartment. It doesn't have to be big, but as long as it is mine.
终于买到了。
And finally you were able to buy an apartment.
开心了三个月。
So you're happy for 3 months.
别人跟你讲没眼光啊，怎么买那么小的？
Then people say to you,
怎么升值啊？这个
Why did you buy such a small apartment? It will not the its value will not grow.
谁他的房子不是比较大？
You need to learn from this so and so. Their house is big.
突然间你又觉得说，对啊，为什么我那么笨啊？
So, and all of a sudden you may feel that that's right.
别人的房子
why is my house so small?
别人的房子区又好又大，哎呀，看我这个小窝。
Look at that person. His house is big and he's in a good area compared to my small apartment.
马上就不开心了。
And then you become unhappy.
这个就欲望一上来，人就不开心了。
So this is your desire creeping up and you become unhappy.
本来是满足的。
Originally you were satisfied.
本来生活过得去就可以了。
Originally you were happy that you can just make ends meet.
但是看到别人跟着比较。
But when you look at others, you start to compare with others.
比别人的车子。
You compare to other people's cars.
比别人的房子。
You compare houses.
比别人的孩子。
You compare other people's children.
也有比别人的妻子。
Or sometimes you even compare to other people's wife.
看别人太太温柔体贴，你也常骂我。
See that other people's wife, they are very gentle and understanding, but you always criticize me.
一比较很不开心呢。
So when you make comparison, you become unhappy.
那我要更努力赚钱。
So you think that I need to make more money.
一栋房子肯定不够。
It's not enough to have just one house.
谁谁谁都有多少栋哦，我至少要两三栋。
That you see that other people have more than one houses, I also need more than one houses.
当然要改善生活的条件是一个人基本的目标。
Of course, it is our goal to try to change the standard, the condition of our life.
但是我们要记得，欲望是永无止境的。
However, we also must remember that our desires often have no limit.
当你满足了这个欲望之后，又会有更大的欲望。
When you satisfy your one desire, you have other desires.
如果常常让你的欲望驱使你的生活的方向，
if you always allow your desires to direct your life,
你会常常哭的。
Then you often will weep.
你会很不开心的。
That you will feel unhappy.
所以圣经的话真的是没错。
So the Bible, the words of the Bible are truly right.
我们看几节圣经呢？
Let's read a few verses.
我们看箴言十七章。
Proverbs chapter 17.
箴言十七章。
Proverbs chapter 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
箴言十七章第一节。
Proverbs 17 verse 1.
十七章第一节。
Proverbs 17 verse 1.
设筵满屋，大家相争，不如有块饼干，大家相安啊。
Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feast feasting with strife?
谁会住在血眼满屋的大房子呢？
Who would like to live in a house full of feasting?
但是大户人家了。
Of course, people who are wealthy.
但是为什么里面的人会互相相争呢？
But why would people have strived?
因为欲望很多，大家的欲望都很多。
Because there are many desires and cravings.
圣经说，不如如果这样，不如大家生活简单一点。
The Bible tells us that if that is the case, then it is better to have a simple life.
再来看传道书。
Also refer to Ecclesiastes.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
传道书第四章第六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 6.
四章六节，满了一把得享安静，强如满了两把劳碌仆风。
Better a handful with quietness than both hands full together with toil and grasping for the wind.
这里说满了一把。
Here says that a handful.
什么一把呢？
What does it mean a handful?
就是有一手你是在工作的。
It means that one hand you are working.
但是你还有另外一只手是有空的。
But on the other, but your other hand is has room.
生活也很平衡。
So you have a balance in your life.
有时间工作赚钱啊，也有家庭生活，也有教会信仰生活。
You have time to work to make a living. On the other hand, you also have time for your family, for church.
啊，那么就是得享安静。
So in this way, you can have quietness.
但是如果你要满了两把，你说一把不够，我要两只手去抓。
But if you think that one handful is not enough, I want both handful.
到最后可能就是累死自己而已了。
At the end, you only would toil and labor.
劳劳碌碌得到什么？
What is the result of your toil and labor?
我们抓到风吗？
It's just like grasping
试试
for the wind.
你现在手冷气吹下来，你抓它，你抓得到吗？
You can try. Can you grasp the wind?
追不到的。
You cannot.
到最后什么都没有。
At the end, you have nothing.
作为一个孩子。
So to a child.
如果没有断奶。
If a child is not weaned,
他的欲望一直让他不快乐。
His desire will continue to make him unhappy.
但是如果是断个奶的，
but if he is weaned,
他是知足的。
He is satisfied.
他是可以控制自己的欲望。
He is able to control his desires.
神给我多少，我都满意。
Whatever God has given me, I'm satisfied with it.
最重要是信仰上能够保守住。
The more important thing is we can keep our faith.
家庭要在一起。
That our family is together.
主耶稣给我身体健康。
And the Lord Jesus also gives me health.
那多少就够了。
And whatever he has given me, that is enough.
这个就是断过来的孩子。
And that is like a weaned child.
再来。
Then,
断过来的孩子代表什么？
What does the wind child represent?
我们看希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
五章十二节。
5 verse 12.
希伯来书五章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12.
看你们学习的功夫本该做师父了，谁知道还有人仗神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。十三节。
13.
凡只吃奶的都不熟仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。十四节。
14.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God.And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
什么叫做属灵的没有断奶的人？断奶的人呢？
Who are people who are the weaned child, spiritually speaking?
这里说没有断奶啊，就是只能够吃奶，零粮啊，只能吃奶。
Here says those are not weaned from milk. He can only drink milk. He cannot eat solid food.
什么叫做奶呢？
What is milk?
这是神话语小学的开端。
Milk here says that it is the first principles of the oracles of God.
比如说基本的道理。
For example, the basic teachings.
要信真神呢。
That you need to believe in God.
信圣经啊。
You need to believe in the Bible.
洗礼啊。
You need to be baptized.
求圣灵啊。
You need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
这就是很开端的道理。
These are the fundamental basic principles of the words of God.
这里希伯来书的作者说，看你们信主的这些年资啊，这是算年数啊，你们应该是可以当老师教别人的。
Here in the book of Hebrews, the author describes that for though by this time, you ought to be teachers.
但是你们不但只不能教别人。
But not only you still are not able to teach.
还对自己的道理啊，很基本的都搞不懂。
That you do not even understand these first basic principles.
跟你们讲道呢，只能够讲奶，吃奶水，喂奶水给你喝。
Now when we speak to you, we are able only to able to feed you with milk.
什么叫奶水啊？
What are milk?
基本道理啦。
The basic principles of faith.
或者是，主耶稣是恩典啊，平安啊，
or,
祝福你啦。
Or only talk about God is grace, you will have peace, God will bless you.
好听的啦。
These words that sound very good to your ears.
哎呀，吃那个最好，每天吃这个。
It is good to eat those things. Every day I want to eat those things.
但是吃那个久也长不大。
But if you only eat those things, you cannot grow up.
要吃扎实一点的。
You need to eat solid food.
营养好一点的。
You need to eat nutritious things.
但是有时候就是很难吞下去的。
But sometimes these things are harder to swallow.
可能是责备的话呢。
Perhaps they are words of rebuke.
或者是比较深奥的道理呢。
Or deeper words.
那你要断得来了才能够吃干粮。
But you have to be weaned of milk in order to eat solid food.
所以第十四节就说了。
So verse 14, this is
真正长大的
those that have come of full age,
还能够吃干粮
then they can eat solid food.
他们的心窍习练的通达就能够分辨好歹
Those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
学习道理的目的就是要为了在我们生活当中可以一直的分辨对的跟不对的事情
The goal of learning from the words of the Bible is so that in our life,We can have the words of God and to discern what is good and evil.
因为在我们的生活周围啊，我们的社会有很多看起来是很平常，但是其实是错的事。
Because surrounding us in our society, there are many things that may seem normal but are actually wrong.
如果你道理没有搞懂
，and if you don't know the words of God very well,
你就没有办法分辨。
You cannot make this kind of discernment.
别人说什么你就相信什么。
That when people tell you something, you will believe right away.
比如说同性恋这个议题。
For example, the topic of homosexuality.
社会上是合法的。
In the society, it is lawful.
学校也是这样教啊。
And it is also been taught this way in school.
Rather 人权啊。
The people teach you about human rights.
这个是社会上的观念。
But these are the concept of the society.
如果你不读圣经
If you do not read the Bible,
就觉得哎呀，神是爱啊，大家都可以接受，为什么要批评人家？
You may feel that God is love, therefore we should accept one another, we should not criticize other people.
但是如果你读圣经
But if you read the Bible,
你就知道分辨这个行为在神眼前是对的还是不对的。
Then you will be able to discern that this kind of behavior, whether it is right or wrong in front of God.
我们不是针对那个人
That we do not, we are not speaking.We are not trying to criticize any individual.
我们是看这种行为到底在神眼前是对的。
Rather, we need to see whether this kind of behavior is right or wrong in front of God's eyes.
如果是不对的
if it is wrong,
就算它变成合法的，还是不对的。
Even though it may be legal, it is still wrong.
这个就是神的话在里面可以分辨的。
So this is how the words of God allows you, enables you to make to be able to discern what is right and wrong.
在公司里面。
In our workplace.
如果老板叫你为了业绩去做一些不怎么合法、不怎么道德的事情
，If your boss wants you to do something that is against the teachings of the Bible, because he wants you to be able to make a better to do better work to be better at your job.
为了讨好的老板，为好讨好客户，你会做吗？
Would you do it just to please your boss or to please your customer?
如果神的道在里面。
If the words of God within you,
你很清楚的
then you will be very clear.
不该做的，你给我多少，我还是不会做。
Things that I'm not supposed to do, doesn't matter how much you pay me to do it, I will not do it.
这是吃这个已经断奶的人。
So these are the people who have been weaned from milk.
他真正可以分辨生活当中每一件遇到的事情的对与错。
He's truly able to discern right and wrong in every little things in his life.
前几天，上个礼拜查经班有一个姐妹分享。
Last week in our Bible study, one of the sisters shared.
刚信主不久的时候
not long after she believed in the Lord.
有一次在外面碰到一些朋友
there was one time she met a friend outside.
跟他推销一些产品
And that friend was trying to sell her something.
她也觉得那些产品还不错。
She also felt that, yes, the product she was trying to sell me is pretty good.
她就带回来教会啊，推销给弟兄姐妹。
Also, she brought these things to church and tried to sell these things to other brothers and sisters.
一开始她道理不是很懂。
Originally, she was not very, she did not know the words of God very well.
她这样子推销之后，回到家之后，突然间生病得很厉害。
So one day.After she came to church and tried to sell these things to other brothers and sisters, and she returned home, she was not feeling well.
那为什么会这样子？突然间好好的，为什么不会突然间变这样子？
So she thought about why this is happening to her.
她要祷告。
And then she prayed.
后来她想起神的话。
And then she remembered the words of God.
神的殿呢，不是做买卖的地方。
That the temple of God is not a place for buying and selling.
他知道这不是神喜欢的。
And then she realized that this is not what pleases God.
来敬拜神，就要单纯一点。
When I come and worship God, I need to be simple.
不要有什么利益的那种关系。
I don't need to do all these things that, are related to profits.
那向神祷告。
So she prayed to God.
悔改。
And she repented.
感谢神了，马上就好了。
And thank the Lord, immediately she felt better.
这个就是心窍习练的通达。
And so this is how to...Have our senses exercise.
就用神的话来评论自己的行为。
That is to use the words of God to evaluate ourselves.
这个就是断奶的人。
And these are people who are weaned from milk.
再来断奶的人，他是会侍奉神的人。
Then people who are weaned from milk are also people who can serve God.
我们看撒母耳记上。
Let's refer to 1 Samuel.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
23节。
Verse 23.
撒母耳记上一章23节。
1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 23.
一章二十三节。
Chapter 1 verse 23.
一章二十三节。
1:23.
她丈夫以尼加拉说：“你随你的意思行吧，可以等儿子断了来，但愿耶和华应验他的话。”于是妇人在家里与养儿子，直到断了奶。
Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only let the Lord establish his word. Then the woman stayed and nursed her son until she had weaned him.
既断了奶，就把孩子带上示罗，又上了神的殿。
24. Then when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bowls, one ephah and of flour and the skin of wine and brought him to the house of God in Shiloh.
这里记载有一个妇人，她叫哈娜。
Here records a woman named Hannah.
她结婚很久不能生孩子。
She was not able to have a child even though after she was married.
她在神面前呢，愁苦的祷告。
So she cried before God.
这个神呢应允她。
And she prayed to God and God answered her prayer.
她向神怀这个许愿。
So she made a vow to God.
如果你是给我一个孩子，
If you give me a child,
我这个孩子要奉献给你，
I will offer my child to you.
终身要住在神的殿啊。
He will live in the house of God forever.
就是做拿细耳人，终身的拿细耳人。
That he will be a lifetime Nazarite.
结果他真的，神应允他的祷告。
So God truly listened to her prayer.
给了一个孩子。
And gave him a child. Gave her a child.
但是这个孩子很小啊。
But the child was still very small.
还是 baby 啊。
He was still just a baby.
不能做什么啊。
He couldn't do much.
所以她就跟丈夫说。
So she said to her husband.
等我在家里给他喂奶，给他乳养他。
Wait until, let me nurse him first.
等他有一天不用吃奶了。
Until he is weaned.
就是不用那么依赖我了。
Meaning that until he is no longer dependent on me.
我们就可以把他带到圣殿。
Then we can bring him to the temple.
在祭司以利的学习之教导之下，学习侍奉神。
He can serve and he can learn from the priest and serve God.
所以断奶啊是脱离妈妈独立的第一个阶段。
Therefore, to be weaned, it's the first stage of be separated from the mother.
那我们弟兄姐妹啊，信了主之后呢，也要断奶。
So for us brothers and sisters, after we believe in the Lord, we also need to be weaned.
刚开始刚信主头几年，我们都是婴孩。
In the beginning, the first few years after we believe in the Lord, we are infants spiritually.
需要别人照顾。
So we need people to take care of us.
需要别人关心。
We need people to care for us.
也是大家的注意力的 对象。
We often also need people's attention.
但是我们信了主久了，就不能一直当 baby 了。
But the longer we believe in the Lord, we cannot be a baby anymore.
我们已经是家里的人了。
That we are part of this family.
不是客人了。
We are no longer a guest.
我们信了主有点连日了，更是要这样。
That the longer we believe in the Lord, the more we need to be to grow up.
我们要断奶。
We need to be weaned.
学习侍奉。
We need to learn to serve.
学习照顾别人。
We need to learn to take care of others.
而不是说啊，要别人来照顾我们。
So instead of letting others taking care of us,
这个就是断奶的表现。
So this is the behavior of a weaned person.
所以我们要常常问自己。
So we have to ask ourselves often.
我能够为教会做什么？
What can I do for the church?
而不是问教会能够为我做什么？
Rather than asking what can the church do for me.
当你觉得教会该做这个的时候
，When you feel that the church should do this and that，
你第一个问自己，那我可不可以去做
？Then the first thing you should ask is， Can I do it？
我能不能牺牲一点去帮教会做这个事
？Can I sacrifice a little bit and do this for the church？
如果你可以
，If you can，
你断奶了
，Then you are weaned，
你不是 baby 了
，You are not a baby anymore。
所以我们要学习当一个断奶的孩子。
So we need to learn to be a weaned child。
凡事求问神。
In everything, we ask God for guidance.
神就会把你的压力拿走。
Then God will take away your stress.
心中平稳安静。
In your heart, you will have quietness and calmness.
第二
，secondly，
断奶的孩子
，a weaned child，
我们的欲望要降低。
We have to reduce our desire.
要控制欲望。
We have to control our desire.
心里常常知足。
In our heart, we are always satisfied.
心里才会平稳安静。
Then we can have peace and rest in our heart.
再来，我们要学习侍奉。
Then we also need to learn to serve.
不要只等教会来服侍我们。
That we don't wait for the church to serve us.
我们常常问自己。
We ask ourselves often.
我长大了。
I'm grown up.
我能为教会做什么？
What can I do for the church?
唱诗。
Sing it.
165首。
165.